Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on USC wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. Michael is going into his senior season and was named a Pac-12 honorable mention and won the USC Offensive Perimeter Player of the Year award last season. Michael, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem, guys.
To start, Michael, what are your goals for your senior season at USC this year?
My goals are pretty much to win games, go to the playoffs, and win a national championship, and maybe on the way pick up a couple awards here and there. I mean, everything starts with team success, and if we could have team success, then like individual awards start flowing too. So yeah.
What have been your overall impressions of JT Daniels after playing one season with him so far?
He's a kid that works hard and he's really funny, but he knows when to get serious. He has a really great arm. Like, he can make every throw that's on the field. And I feel like he's going to be a lot better with more experience. Last year, he came in as a true freshman and did a pretty good job for us. And I'm looking for him to come back this year, like, even stronger. So I'm excited for him and excited for what he can do.
And Michael, since we're on the topic of quarterbacks, you had Sam Darnold before him. How much of an adjustment is it having to switch quarterbacks during your career?
I mean, it's really hard to switch quarterbacks, honestly, because my whole time here, like, we went from Max Brown to Sam and then now to JT Daniels. I feel like it has nothing to do with, like, the talent level of each quarterback. It just has stuff to do with timing and, like, knowing your other teammate and just kind of being able to like predict each other. And when you lose a quarterback every 1.5 years, I mean, it's hard to get that relationship going. But I feel like coming into our second year, I feel like we will connect a lot more than we did last season.
Describe your relationship with Clay Helton, Michael.
I feel like I'm one of the closer players to coach on the team, if that's even possible. But I feel like I can go to him with like anything that I'm going through or anything that I have a concern about the team. I feel like I can walk straight in his office and tell him to his face and he can tell me what's what. And we're always like honest with one another. And yeah, it pretty much like describes it.
In addition to playing the wide receiver position, Michael, you've also had a really big impact on the special teams game. What has allowed you to succeed there?
Just my willingness to work. I feel like some players look at special teams like lowly, or it's like not the cool part of football. Like, you don't get shine for playing on special teams. But honestly, when I first got in here, we had guys like Juju Smith, Darius Rogers, is like a room full of like senior guys. And I feel like that's what got me on the field was my special teams play. And it just opened up a door for me. And I've never looked back. And I see special teams as one of the things that I do well and one of the things that's going to help me in my future. I think that it'll help me play longer and will give me more chances than other players that I will be competing against for a spot.
So, Michael, your freshman year, you spent a year with Juju Smith-Schuster. Did he have the same persona as in college that he does in the NFL?
I would say he was just getting started, because now I think he might be like the most famous like football player in football right now, because all the stuff he does with Fortnite and all his little ads he has going. And I just feel like you see him on everything. Like, he's going to start popping up in like movies and stuff.
And Michael, speaking of Juju, there's a ton of great wide receivers in the NFL who went to USC. What do you attribute to the success of USC wide receivers in college and in the NFL?
I think it is the level of competition at which we face every day in practice. So Juju had like Nelly, Nelly had Keith, Keith had Woody, and now I got Amon-Ra and Tyler Vaughn. So I feel like it's just that level of competition that keeps pushing you forward to like be better and better every day, because everybody wants to be the best. So those guys kind of help you work harder than like you might have if it was just you, I guess.
During the off season, you had shoulder surgery. Has that affected how you've been training recently?
No, actually, it's helped. So probably like 2 months ago is when I got back, really like being able to bench press and shoulder press and do everything that I used to do. And I'm feeling great. I'm feeling way like stronger than what I was feeling before, pain free. And I'm really glad that I got that.
The NFL is potentially in sight for next year. Have you been training differently knowing that you could be playing at the next level?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm training differently because I'm thinking of like the NFL. I'm training differently because I know that this is my last year of college football, that I'll pretty much never get this year back. And I just want to be able to say that I did everything possible and not have any regrets looking back. So any type of work that I can get, like I'm going to squeeze it in no matter what. Like quarterbacks will hit me up like late on Saturdays, be like, let's throw. And then like I'm out there within the next like 10 minutes. So just I'm doing anything and everything, so I don't look back and say, what if?
What was the toughest part about transitioning from high school football to college football?
Honestly, the transition wasn't very big. The hardest thing for me was learning to be a wide receiver, because when I first came in, I had only been playing wideout for like 2 years. So like I wasn't a technician, and I'm still working towards being that, but my form was honestly terrible and my routes were terrible, and I was struggling getting in and out of breaks, and that's stuff that I really had to work on if I wanted to see the field. So that's stuff that I've been working on ever since I stepped foot on campus, and that I'm proud to say that I've come miles from what I was, but I still have a long way to go.
Michael, did you think graduating early from high school helped your transition to the college game?
Definitely. I got in a whole semester early, which let me work out the kinks that much earlier that other freshmen had to deal with. So when they were learning the playbook, like I was already playing fast. So just that little difference, I feel like, made it so I was the one who didn't redshirt. Because that year, I think I was the only offensive freshman that didn't redshirt.
And, Michael, we all know that UCLA is your biggest rival. For a Trojan football player, how are games against them different than other opponents?
That's a good question. Well, pretty much like all of your friends and family are coming out, because you pretty much know everybody in like LA. Like you've been playing with those dudes ever since like Pop Warner High School. So it's different there. You're playing against guys that you know, you're playing for bragging rights. And I feel like it's just more personal because they're right there. Like you'll see them at parties, like you see them talking trash. And like you don't want them to like be able to talk trash like that. Like you want to be the guy who's talking trash to him. Like, oh, like we beat you guys. I mean, it just goes way back beyond like my time, and we just continue in the fight. And I mean, like it just happens. Like we just don't like each other.
And based off that, you're playing a lot of rivals week in and week out, a ton of tough competition like Stanford, UCLA. Who's been the toughest cornerback you've had to face in your collegiate career so far?
I say the toughest one is probably has to be Biggie. just because I practice with him every day, and he knows my tendencies, and I know his tendencies, but we would just clash every day at practice, and that's probably the toughest DB that I've ever played against. And I feel like I played against some good DBs, but I feel like he is the only name that really sticks out to me. So,
you guys play at the LA Coliseum, which is one of the most famous college football stadiums. Can you take me through the feeling that you get when you play at the Coliseum?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you get superpowers. Like, you're coming down there, and, like, the big white horse is in the tunnel. Traveler is just standing there looking at you, like, ready to charge out. And it's just different just being on that field that has so much history and so much, like, success that's been done, like, on that field. So it just gives you a feeling like you're, like, invincible or something. So, I mean, it's like a feeling that I can't really explain. Like, you would have to be in my shoes or in the shoes of somebody who has played, like, on that field to really grasp it.
And, Michael, USC is a historic program. You guys have been really successful as of late. But do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
Yes. My favorite memory would have to be the Rose Bowl. That is by far the best game I've ever been a part of, even though I didn't necessarily get to play that much on offense, but I played on every single down of special teams except for field goal and field goal block, and I squeezed in maybe like 5 plays of offense that game. But I mean, just being in that atmosphere and how that game went down is really something that I'm just gonna remember for like the rest of my life. I mean, just like the end of that game and confetti dropping and getting the shirts and the hats, like that's really something that I'll never forget.
Michael, your hopes are playing at the next level. So do you have a player that you're looking forward to playing against in the NFL?
I really wanted to play against Jalen Ramsey just because he talks so much that, like, I just want to see, like, what he's talking about. I mean, I'm not targeting, like, any pro player, but I just, like, look forward to, like, competing with the best guys, and hopefully I get my chance pretty soon here, and I will be ready for them if we ever get to meet. So
it's actually funny, we've had another wide receiver mention Jalen Ramsey before.
Because he is one of the best right now, and like I'm always seeing him like talking trash, and like he's like real funny, so like I just feel like it'd be fun to like go against him, because like I'm not really a big talker, so like it's like kind of funny when I hear corners talking trash, because like I just listen and just kind of like laugh at him a little bit. Like some of the stuff is actually like kind of funny. So
and Michael, what was it like having a father who played in the NFL?
Honestly, I took it for granted when he was playing. I didn't know that it was special to be an NFL player. I didn't know how hard it was to play in like the NFL. He played 11 years. I just thought that everybody's dad played NFL because I grew up around that lifestyle, and that's the only thing I really knew. So I didn't think anything of it. And yeah, I mean, it sounds funny to say, but I really didn't think anything of it until I reached probably like when I got into like high school, and I was like, dang, like he really played 11 seasons, 16 straight games, not counting preseason plus playoffs. And I'm sitting here playing like 12 to 14 games. And I'm like, dang, like, I don't know how guys get these 16 weeks.
Has your father helped you at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's taught me the psychology that comes with football. He's given me the mental aspect, and he's really always left, like, training and stuff, like, up to us. Like, he's never forced football on us. Like, he's never taken us to, like, the park or, like, a field and, like, made us run or made us run routes or made us work out. He's never made us lift weight. He kind of just leaves it up to us, and if we want it, then we'll go get it ourselves. Because, I mean, honestly, like, he could want it as bad as anybody for us, but if we don't want it ourselves, then like, it's just not going to happen. So,
Michael, do you feel at any point there was added pressure for you, being that your dad played in the league?
See, no, not really, because the fact that was such like a big like accomplishment, so I was just playing to play, like stress-free, and I always did well, but it wasn't until high school where like I really took off and people really started like noticing me. But even then, I didn't really know what scholarships were. Like, I didn't know what a scholarship was until my sophomore year of high school. Like, I saw players getting them, and I like heard about them, but I didn't really know. And then after my sophomore year, going into my junior year, maybe game two is when I got my first scholarship offer. And yeah, and then that's the first time that I really heard of a scholarship before I got my first one. So,
Michael, what would you like to do after your football career?
After my football career, I want to own a wildlife sanctuary where I rescue animals from like abused homes or like broken down zoos. Maybe rescue animals from like the wild who have been injured and then bring them back up and release them back out in the wild. Just something where I can work with animals and I can help the environment and kind of teach people more about animals in like a different way, like kind of like conservation work for animals. Yeah, I mean, like, I just want to do something where I can help like the planet and help teach people a thing or two, so maybe then we can have a better future and be better off 50, 60 years from now. So 50 is like 100 years and so on.
When did you develop this interest in trying to help animals as well as the planet in your future?
Like, I've always liked dogs, birds, reptiles. I mean, like, I've really been into all of it ever since I was young. You can ask my parents, like, I always wanted some weird animal, like a mini pig or like a water monitor and stuff like that. I don't know where it came from, but I've always been fascinated. And when I was young, I would sit there and watch Animal Planet for hours. I would watch Crocodile Hunter for like that was my favorite show forever. And then, yeah, and then I really just learned to love animals through his show. And then I've always been like an outdoors man. Like, I go like spearfishing. I like to fish. I like to ride horses. I like to go outside and just be outside. So I've always had that love of the outdoors, and I feel like you can't love the outdoors without wanting to protect it and like conserve it and make sure that it's there for my kids, so they can enjoy the same thing that I enjoy.
Michael, because this is your last year, I'm sure that you're thinking about playing in the NFL. Have you started meeting with agents, and is there anyone helping you with the process?
So I actually haven't been meeting with agents, but they've like definitely been trying to like message me and try to get my like, attention. But what I do is I just send them to my father, and my dad talks to them for me, because I don't want to focus on agent stuff, because I feel like when you start doing that, like, you lose sight of the need to handle your business, because agents are talking about this, they're talking about money, oh, this team likes you, like, this team said this, and I feel like it's a really big distraction, and if I don't handle business, like, all of that stuff that they're talking just goes right out the window. Like, they could say a bunch of big things, but if I don't do my part, then like, it doesn't mean anything.
And with that in mind, the NFL insight, what would you want scouts or GMs to know about your game?
I would want them to know that I'm not scared to make any play that's on the field, and that when I'm on the field, like, I'm one of the meanest dudes out there and I'm always willing to work. I feel like there's no job that's too small. And I just love to play the game. Like, I can't stand to sit on the sideline. Like, it kills me. Like, I will do whatever it takes to get on the field. Like, and I really mean it. Like, I will do whatever it takes.
Michael, for any rising high school athlete, what is your best piece of advice for them?
I would say don't focus on other people, because sometimes you get on Twitter and it's like, oh, this guy's getting an offer and that guy's getting an offer and I'm sitting here and I think that I'm better than them, but I have no offers. And I would say to not pay attention to that stuff, because it can kind of cloud your like judgment, and you can get into like a mindset that's kind of like selfish, and it's gonna like end up hurting you, because you're gonna be thinking about them when you can be thinking about your own path and like your own grind. And it kind of just like distracts like from your own journey as a football player, because everybody's journey is different. Because like I think that like the NFL is made up of 50% guys who got drafted and 50% of guys who went undrafted. So it doesn't always have to be a picture perfect football career like guys think. Like, there's guys who don't get drafted that go on and play 14 plus years. So you don't have to be the quote unquote guy coming out of high school to do what you think that you can do like in football. So just kind of pay attention to like your own grind and just work on yourself, and just know that you can't control anything but yourself. And that's it, really.
And Michael, for the last question, we read that you're an avid horseback rider. How did you develop an interest in that?
So actually, my girlfriend of 6 years now, so she has been riding ever since she was really young. And she actually got me out there. And like the first couple of times I didn't ride because like I didn't want to get hurt because of football and stuff. And then finally I just said, forget it. Like, let me like go ahead and try it. And I got on the horse and it came really like natural to me. And that was pretty much it. And then I got my own pair of boots. I got a lasso. I started roping. And like, I've always liked the farm lifestyle, like having chickens and goats and pigs and stuff like that, because I just like animals. So I've always liked the loaders and all that stuff that comes with being on a ranch. So I was already kind of leaning towards it, and I just would go there to like watch her ride and play with the goats and pet the horses and like groom them and stuff. And then I just said, let me get on a horse, and then the rest is history.
Well, what we could definitely tell is, in addition to being a USC wide receiver, an avid animal lover, Michael Pittman, we appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast, and good luck this season.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.